I'm standing in one of my favourite bakeries. It's a bakery where whenever I'm at Borough Market, I head straight over, and I'm afraid I have to have an admission that your donuts are legendary.
Yeah, they are naughty little things. So, I mean, what can I tell you about Borough Market? About Breadahead. What do you need to know really about the setup?
First of all, Matt, your name is Matt Jones.
I'm Matt Jones. I'm the proprietor of Breadahead. Hello.
How did it start? What was your first, before you did this, what were you doing?
Well, I've been in the bakery business 15 years. So I started a company called Flower Power City in 1999 in Hoxton Street. And that was right at the beginning of Borough Market. So in the early days of Borough Market was essentially six traders. And it was, on the third Saturday of the month. And we just literally, it just grew and grew and grew over the years. And, as to what we see today is something 6 days a week. It's an absolute machine down here. It's incredible. The footfall, looking at 50,000 people a week. It's become a huge, hub, a foodie mecca in London. This is a relatively new business. I had Flower Power City was here before, was in Borough before, which grew very big. And I sold that in 2010. And this is a new venture that I set up in... 14 months ago. So we basically took this unit, which is divided in two. We've got a production bakery in there, and we have, which is run by Justin and his magical donuts and all his beautiful sourdoughs. So Justin from St. John, obviously, you know. And then this side of the business is predominantly run by Aidan Chapman, who was previously River Cottage. He's your man. And in here, we take little pockets of knowledge from our industrial, from our production environment, and bring them into a domestic environment. So that's really what we're selling here. It's an opportunity to. We've recreated. No, similar. Almost. Don't tell him that.
He does look very like Dan.
Does a little bit. There's a bakery people. They all look the same.
There must be a look, Matt.
Yeah. So in here, we've basically recreated a domestic environment. It's wooden tables, it's plastic bowls, it's domestic ovens. And we really show you what you can achieve at home and what you can make. And it's, you'll be astounded at the results.
In terms of your sourdough, because I'm going to feature some of your loaves and talk about some of your loaves, how long are they fermented for?
I mean, generally, you're looking at a three-day process for the sourdoughs. It's a long, painstaking labour of love. To nurture these little beauties.
And have you got British mill flour through there?
Yeah, we mainly try and work with, most of our flour's from Marriages, so in Chelmsford. So, I mean, it's British milled and it's 27 miles away, so it ticks two really good boxes, really. Nice family mill, they do things properly, I go up there from time to time, and they're lovely, it's a Hannah Marriage and the family, they're really good people, and they... it is what it says it is. It's pure British wheat that's been milled up the road, driven here weekly, and so that's a really big push of what we do. I mean, we use some other flours. We use a very good Austrian rye flour that we use, because it's just a particularly good product, but we don't import from around the globe.
I'm sending people here to effectively buy your bread when I feature the story. Tell me what range of sourdough loaves do you offer here?
We've got, three main sourdoughs. We've got a white sourdough, a brown, and 100% rye. And we're forever really playing with new ones. So today Justin made a potato and paprika sourdough, which was beautiful.
Lively.
but it was a beautiful,
potato makes amazing toast.
Yeah.
I made one last week.
It gives it a sort of silkiness, a lovely moistness to the bread.
It's quite interesting, because looking back at history, we didn't just use flour in our bread, we used pretty much anything we could
find. Yeah, all sorts.
Down.
Yeah, all sorts.
So it's sort of quite nice to play around with those, I think.
Yeah, apple peelings and...
Would you say if I was sending someone down that you do often a feature sourdough then?
Yeah, usually. I mean, Saturdays, the general run of things in here, it's, obviously, so the bakery, really, we're half wholesale, half retail in the production bakery. And we service a lot of local restaurants, but then we have a bit of fun on the market stalls. So Friday, Saturday, we generally put a sprinkling of new stuff out there. So, treats, as it were.
On a completely separate note, apart from this, because I think you've probably got everything I need to know about featuring the bread and Argo gets some photographs. I'm putting together and helping put an Act of Parliament together to get the supermarkets to pull their socks up and stop misrepresenting good artisanal bread.
They're really off
the back of us. They're pretending and making what I believe to be fraudulent comments, and so I'm working with the Sustainable Food Trust to put together something. What do you feel? Do you feel it would be a good thing to get some legislation that defines what sourdough is? Do you think that would help people understand what artisan bakers are doing?
Yeah, I think it's so obviously at the moment there's been this massive sort of spike in growth and interest. And of course, like everything, you're going to get the good stuff and the bad stuff. And it's not only the supermarkets, really, that are to blame. You know, it's very ambiguous, you know, and there's an awful lot of, you know, fake sourdough out there.
So you come across it yourself?
Yeah, you see it all the time.
And does it make you mad?
We do. I mean, I don't like to comment on what the retailers do because it's so contentious and it's so, you know... I'm really about what we do, and I know what we do, and it has absolute integrity, and that's really the message we try and carry.
If you were standing in front of the Minister of Food and Agriculture, and you could say one thing about, you know, what you'd like to see in England to do with sourdough,
education. It's all about education. We're on a major drive at the moment, which is, and I spoke to you just now about my trip to Polenzo, but the only chance we have of really changing the future is through education, which is a huge part of our business here. So half our business is about teaching people not only to make bread, but about eating it and about flavour profiles and what to look for in real bread. Because we've been starved of it for such a long time.
Would you include transparency of labelling within that education? I mean, if you can't see what's in the bloody bread...
Yeah, it certainly needs to be looked at a pretty serious level, you know, because
so
it's...
So someone like you, you'd be happy saying, well, this is what we've got in our bread?
Yeah, because it's so easy, it's so transparent. You know, there's nothing to hide with what we do. And that's really what a bakery is, flour, water, salt, yeast. You know, that's really, you know, and even the yeast should really be a mother dough. It's not even not even commercial baker's yeast. But a tricky one, you know.
Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for jumping in and having a chat with me. Hi, how are you? So you're staff all, don't
they? Yeah, I know. It's funny, I